I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Syrian violence has spewed over into Turkey. Reports say Syrian troops and rebel fighters clashed yesterday, injuring two Turkish officials at a refugee camp. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle.
It could just explode into a regional war, which we all know that's only a half step away from a global conflict.
Doyle says E3 leaders are exhausted, but God's doing a work. Muslims are questioning their faith.
House church leaders have said in the middle of the night they've had 2 and 3 Muslim families come, knock on the door and ask, can we meet with you? We see that you have joy in your faces, you're not afraid, and you're always there for us. But also, we want to hear more about Jesus.
You'd pray if you knew how, right? Well, E3 has a prayer book to help. It's called Desperation.
All throughout the book, we not only have great pictures from those countries, but prayer requests from the leaders. We tell about the history, where the country's going, the demographics, what's happening with the gospel.
And with talks on Iran's nuclear intentions scheduled soon, the international community hopes to avoid conflict. Well, that doesn't mean the government's becoming more open to dialogue about religious freedom issues, though. Evangelist Sammy Tippett beams Christian TV programming into Iran via satellite. He says it's important since Iran has been cracking down on believers there.
People can watch those in the privacy of their homes, and they can, you know, be fed and strengthened and encouraged, because sometimes they're not so sure if they can if it's safe to go and meet with other believers.
If you'd like to support it, we'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want to inspire kids in your life to love the Bible? Faith Comes by Hearing is making available the Kids Bible, audio dramas of your favorite Old and New Testament stories. Get your free Kids Bible MP3 CD. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.